Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
This may be one of those interviews where we have a tough time wrapping it up on time because you've got a couple of guys who are professional communicators on the program today. Dave Skosik is my guest. He's an author and the guy behind PR Delaware. Now, if you're a quiz show fan, you may have seen Dave's quiz show, which ran for, I think, 20 years. And he also wrote a book last year called Practical Public Relations for the Small Business. And it's just full of tools and tactics to help the little guy compete on equal footing. Dave, thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show.
Burke, thanks so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you wrote this book, I would assume, to help small business people have, if not equal footing, certainly a competitive advantage when they go up against the McDonald's and the Geicos of the world. Do you think that's easier or harder to do now that the Internet has, to a certain extent, leveled the playing field?
Well, I can tell you're a professional communicator because I think you already know the answer, but in terms of your audience, it is more difficult because there's so many more voices out there. A lot of times when I give talks to business people, I say, hey, this is the communication age. We receive as many as 2,000 messages a day. That's the good news. The bad news is this is the communication age. We receive 2,000 messages a day.
And, sure.
And it's our job as business people and professional communicators to make sure that our message is the one that gets through. And that's sometimes difficult to do. You have to use your head.
You know, I find when I talk to small business people, and we have lots of small businesses that listen to the program, that the guys who are a little more adept, and I should say guys and ladies who are a little more adept at Internet marketing do seem to be able to level the playing field. You know, it doesn't matter as much to the end user who's buying a widget whether or not you have a warehouse full of them or you're a guy who has the widgets in the garage. If the price is the same and that sort of public relations and the marketing of your website, it looks as slick as the next guy who may have that full warehouse. Do you agree? Do you think that as long as your presentation is as sharp as the big guy that you can compete effectively?
Well, the thing about it's about redundancy, and you make some good points. It's about the person who connects. People like to buy from people who they know and they like, the people who they trust. As human beings, we always want to reach out to other people, particularly business people. And I think that we all look for ways that the other person looks like us. It could be a visual thing. It could be do they have our same values? Do they belong to the same clubs? Do they think the same way? And it's our job really to connect with people to make them trust us and to make them like us. And I think you're right. Whatever method that we use, the key thing is the important thing. I've had people ask me, what's the difference between marketing and public relations? There is no set example, but the analogy I give is picture a car dealership. The salesperson down on the floor is convincing that family, that prospect, that this is the best car possible. This model here, it's safe for the kids. It's got the drop-down DVD to give them entertainment while you're driving. For dad, it's a big engine. It's got the big wheels and the wide tires, and the color is great. The public relations would be more like the owner of the dealership upstairs who's looking down the road and saying, how can I present a good institutional image that people will like me, that their children will come to my children to buy a car? And I think another example of that institutional kind of a relationship is funeral directors. You know, very often our family goes to the person that buried a member of our family and did a good job, and we want to go back to that. So I think that that's the key for small business people, where you want to reach out, you want to build trust, you want to build familiarity, and ideally build a history. And they will buy from you. Even if your price is a little bit more expensive sometimes, they will come to you because they trust you.
it's finding a way to get into the Rolodex. Dave Skosik is our guest today. His book is called Practical Public Relations for the Small Business, Tools and Tactics for Competitive Advantage, and he knows about competing. For over 20 years, Dave was the host of the Comcast Academic Challenge, a TV quiz show for Delaware's high school students, like the old Quiz Bowl. And Dave, by the way, a retired Navy reservist, and thank you for your service to the country. You do a lot of work, I guess, as an advocate for veterans, especially our current kids who are serving right now.
Our current crop of patriots, that's exactly right. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and we particularly know how important it is to take care of those who serve so they don't become us in 30 years, that we want to make sure that they're respected, that the people who fund the wars make sure they put funding in there for those who return not quite right, and we may have to help these folks, some of them, for the rest of their lives. And we need to do that because they're the people that allow us to sleep well at night.
We've got a caller on the line who has a question about the terminology in public relations and marketing for small business, and we'll talk to him right after this. This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Stand by.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Program, 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944 is the number to call. Dave Skosik is filling us in on the latest trends for small businesses to compete in a very crowded world out there in business. He is the head of PRDelaware.com and the author of the new book, Practical Public Relations for the Small Business, PR Guru. Dave Skosik is our guest, and we have a caller on the line. It's Matt, listening this afternoon in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the Burke Allen Program.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
I was just curious, Dave, can you tell me what earned media is?
That's a good question. Earned media is media that you get because you deserve it. It's free media. It's because you have expressed expertise. It's because you've reached out, and it's having people reach back to you to ask questions. In a sense, you're doing it to me right now.
So the term earned media, and I've actually heard that batted around too, is that something you put a dollar value on? Do you purchase that like you would purchase a television or radio advertisement?
Burke, that's a great way to put it. No, you don't. And the way that you do this, and I'll go over some points very, very quickly that can get you some earned media. It's by letting the public know through the media that you're doing this, that you're doing a service, that you're reaching out, that you're presenting a check, you know, for a grip and grin, that you're bringing new people on board. Mostly the local media where you are want to do stories. That's what they live on local people. So they're more than willing to send a photo in with a JPEG on there, and if you're involved with your business is involved with a local sports team, maybe a kids team or something like that, look for opportunities to get the word out. Write letters to the editor about your area of expertise, that where you can help people, where you can give them tips. Be willing to join clubs, join your chamber of commerce, go to the mixer, sponsor a mixer, have an elevator speech, ask for customer feedback. And one thing that's really important is word of mouth, and also, do you practice demographic due diligence? By that I mean check and see what your market is. It shifts sometimes. Over time it does. And one way that you can find that out is actually working with your media folks, because there is a place for paid media, certainly. And they are experts at demographics, especially cable television and radio. And they can tell you who's listening out there. And it's good to find that out, because that shapes how you're going to approach people.
When you're a small business guy, and by the way, Matt, thanks for calling. My producer says that Matt owned an auto body business out in Des Moines. If you're a small business guy and you have a limited amount of budget that you can throw towards marketing, do you find that it makes sense to hire a PR firm to go after this earned media that he called about? Or are a lot of these things that you can really take on your own, Dave?
It's a mixed bag. It depends the size of your business. It depends on how much money that you have to advertise. You do it smartly, whatever you do. As I say, look at your demographics and go out there and say, okay, who is my real audience? Who am I trying to reach? If you have an auto body shop and you live near a college, for instance, you might want to have a special deal for the young people out there who don't have a lot of money. You might want to have a seminar over the weekend, a freebie, to tell people how they can do basic repairs. I mean, the body shop, you really don't do basic repairs on that, but you can give advice to people. Reach out, let them know who you are, because as we know, they don't care about you until they know you care about them.
So it makes sense in many cases to give it away, because people will be more likely to want to do business with you in the future.
That is exactly right. Help people out. Take that extra call. Let me give you a very fast example here.
Sure.
I have the guy who wired my house that we built 20 years ago. He works by himself. Really good guy. And in fact, I have his story in my book. He got a call on Christmas Day with one of his clients who was living in about a 100-year-old house, and she was cooking Christmas dinner, and an outlet shorted out in the wall and caused one of the wires in there to burn up. Thank God it stopped there. It stopped in the wall. Her husband went down through circuit breaker. Just to be safe, they called the fire department, which of course is what they should have done. Fire chief came in and said, yes, it didn't spread beyond the wall there, but I got to take the meter head off. You will have no electricity until after the holidays, and electrician can come in here. And she started to cry. She said, it's Christmas dinner. Family's over. What am I going to do? This is Christmas. So she called up this electrician. He came over. He went down. He went into the wall, made the repair, put a pigtail on there and fixed it all up, and went down to the fire department and said, look, I need that meter head back because I fixed it. They knew him. They gave him the meter head. He went down there, plugged it in. And basically, he saved Christmas. And she was tearful, and she was very grateful, and she said, oh, my God, you know, whatever you want, I'll pay you. He said, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Have a good Christmas. Now, do you think that she will ever forget that or do business with another electrician, she or any of her family? You know, that's a dramatic example, but people appreciate when we reach out to them, especially when we don't have to do it.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, but I think it rings very true that the goodwill that this gentleman, the electrician, spread with this lady and her family, you know, I bet that lady has told that story 100 times and it's wound
Amen.
Up in your book. And, you know, this electrician, this was the best decision he probably ever made for his business.
Oh, yeah, you know, and there we get back to that, you know, to that word of mouth, that people like people who reach out to them, and what goes around comes around. That is very true. And it's important for businesses to do that SWOT analysis every so often, too: strengths, opportunities, weaknesses, and threats, and really explore what's out there. Who's your customer? Who do you want to be your customer? What are you selling? Are you selling the right merchandise or services? And check that out every so often, and use all the expertise in the media and in their demographic books before you spend money in advertising maybe to somebody who is no longer there.
One final question in our last 60 seconds. Is there one media outlet, be it television, radio, print, or online, that you find more effective, or is it really a blend?
It is really a blend. Get a relationship going with your local newspaper. Let them know about your expertise by doing an occasional letter to the editor, commenting on a story, localizing a story about something that's going on in another place, and become the expert, become the go-to person. That's really important. And certainly if people want to send me questions, they can do it at info@davidskocik.com. And be happy to answer questions. That's S-K-O-C-I-K, info@davidskocik.com. Be happy to field their questions. And
Dave,
I appreciate
you've been very helpful today. And the book, by the way, if you want to pick it up online or at a local bookstore, it's called Practical Public Relations for the Small Business. Just jam-packed with incredible information that anybody can utilize. Dave Skilsick has been our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Dave, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Burke. Have a great day.
You too. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Go out and make it a great day.